Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 11th of November 2022, is the Cenotaph. The Cenotaph is a war memorial on Whitehall in London, England. Designed by Sir Edwin Lutyens, it was unveiled in 1920 as the United Kingdom's National Memorial to the British and Commonwealth dead of the First World War, was rededicated in 1946 to include those of the Second World War, and has since come to represent British casualties from later conflicts. The word cenotaph is derived from Greek, meaning empty tomb. Most of the dead were buried close to where they fell, thus, the cenotaph symbolizes their absence and is a focal point for public mourning. The original temporary cenotaph was erected in 1919 for a parade celebrating the end of the First World War, at which more than 15,000 servicemen, including French and American soldiers, saluted the monument. More than a million people visited the site within a week of the parade. Calls for the cenotaph to be rebuilt in permanent form began almost immediately. After some debate, the government agreed and construction work began in May 1920. Lutyens added entices, curvature, but otherwise made minimal design alterations. The cenotaph is built from Portland stone. It takes the form of a tomb chest atop a rectangular pylon, which diminishes as it rises. Three flags hang from each of the long sides. The memorial is austere, containing almost no decoration. The permanent cenotaph was unveiled by King George V on the 11th of November 1920 in a ceremony combined with the repatriation of the unknown warrior, an unidentified British serviceman to be interred in Westminster Abbey. After the unveiling, millions more people visited the cenotaph and the unknown warrior. The memorial met with public acclaim and has largely been praised by academics, though some Christian organizations disapproved of its lack of overt religious symbolism. The cenotaph has been revered since its unveiling, and while nationally important, has been the scene of several political protests and vandalized with spray paint twice in the 21st century. The National Service of Remembrance is held annually at the site on Remembrance Sunday. It is also the scene of other remembrance services. The cenotaph is a Grade I listed building and forms part of a national collection of Lutyens's war memorials. Dozens of replicas were built in Britain and other Commonwealth countries. While there was no set or agreed standard for First World War memorials, the cenotaph proved to be one of the most influential. Lutyens designed several others, which all shared common features with the Whitehall Monument. The cenotaph has been the subject of several artworks and has featured in multiple works of literature, including a novel and several poems. The public acclaim for the monument was responsible for Lutyens becoming a national figure, and the Royal Institute of British Architects awarded him its Royal Gold Medal in 1921. For several years afterwards, much of his time was taken up with war memorial commissions. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:51 UTC on Friday, the 11th of November 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for the cenotaph. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.